Just in Time is at the Circle in the Square Theater at West 50th Street in New York City. It is the story of the great singer and actor Bobby Darin. Here in one of the great roles is Michelle Park. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Andy. Happy to be here.
Are you? Thank you for saying that. Without giving too much away, what is your role? You're Polly.
I play Polly, who was a vaudeville performer and Bobby's mother with a twist, I should say. I don't want to give it away because people have not seen it.
Okay.
She was instrumental, though, really, in kind of instilling like performance joy and love and his passion for that. They were very close.
In this great musical, it was fantastically staged at a really cool kind of an amphitheater setting.
Right.
Which is really important, I think, for the story.
To tell a story about an entertainer, a nightclub performer in that kind of setting is such a gift for us, for all of us, because the audience is actually in our play, like you would be if you were at a nightclub. So it's different for us and fun in a different way every night.
And the energy on the stage is unreal. I mean, first of all, come on, Jonathan Groff.
Come on.
Man, that guy.
Right? 8 times a week. And really, and I've said this before to, you know, friends who come and see it and who are kind of flabbergasted by what he gives every day. I don't know, and I'm of an age, right? I don't know that I've seen or been a part of anything where a performer, an actor, an entertainer meets all of the demands of a huge part and then vibrates at a level that is just floats above all of us. It's really a gift to be in that room with that man.
Interesting that you mentioned that. Now, you've done like 13 Broadway shows. You've been doing it. You've seen a lot of shows. I've done a lot of fantastic work. You've won Tony Awards and other awards. Has it changed the expectations of Broadway over the years?
I think anybody who produces on one aspect would tell you it's changed dramatically. You know, it's more expensive to do anything.
Sure.
And then therefore, because the ticket price is higher, I think audience expectations are a little higher. What I really love about what's happening at Circle in the Square with all of us, you know, not just Jonathan, but this incredible group of actors, is that the joy that gets spread throughout that 2.5 hour, you know, story where we share Bobby's life and a lot of his music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in this just climate, in the moment right now, that's been such a gift for people. Oh, I leave here and I feel exhilarated. We're raising money for Broadway Cares right now, and so I've been standing in the audience, you know, holding my red bucket, and to hear the audience responses from people who are telling me, this is my third time, this is my fifth time, I keep coming back because it fills my soul. And that's a gift to be a part of that.
It's a gift to be in the audience because it's so intimate and so immersive. And you're singing along with all the great songs. Split Splash.
Right.
Mac the Knife.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, help me out here.
Up a Lazy River, which was not actually his song, but his cover of that tune was, you know, one of the best.
Yeah, that is explained in the course of the show, too.
Dream Lover. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And how these songs were created in kind of a very quick, whimsical, lighthearted. I mean, there was a bombshell in the second act. We won't go into that.
Nope.
You talk about the amazing cast. I mean, there's only 10 people on stage doing everything.
I know. It feels like a cast of about 25, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we got you, Michelle Park. We got Jonathan Groff, two of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Sarah Hyland, the TV star we know from Modern Family. And, you know, what a revelation her singing voice is, right?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that. Not really a revelation for me. Sarah Hyland was a part of our original, like, developmental process of this musical about a year ago in a very different part. She was with us as Sandra Dee. And then for whatever scheduling, you know, it didn't work out for her to come with us. And so now to have her back in this other part is really, really, really fun. Feels like coming home in a way.
It is the story of Bobby Darin. It's Just in Time. Here's what they're saying about it. a smash hit, Chicago Tribune. An utterly electrifying experience, I would concur. That was the Entertainment Weekly. And New York Post, they said one of the most wondrous musicals of the season. You got to go. Just in time, circling the Square Theater, West 50th Street. For tickets, go to justintimebroadway.com. Michelle Paik, it is a pleasure and an honor talking with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Andy.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, you too.